Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, as I visit with our Kansas dairy producers, just want to say hats off to all of you for the excellent job that you continue to do on each of your individual dairy farms. As we look across the United States and we look to see what's happening in our trends in milk production and fat and protein production across the United States, it's actually really quite impressive. Over the last 40 years, milk production has tended to rise just a little over 300 pounds per year per cow. As we look at how our dairy market has changed over the past several decades, there's been more of a focus on increasing the amount of fat and protein that is utilized for the manufacture of dairy products. Less emphasis on the amount that's utilized in fluid milk consumption. So again, very excellent job as we look at what we're doing in terms of genetics as well as feeding and management and care of our animals on our dairy farms. As we move forward, I think it's important that we continue to remember that these trends will likely continue. So on your individual dairy farms, it's important that you continue to emphasize what you're doing with genetics as well as nutrition and management of animals to ensure that you keep up with the trends of the industry. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, extending a hats off to all of our dairy farms for the excellent job that they do in the care of their animals and the production trends that we are seeing as a result of that.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.